wasn't an immediate decision, but mainly to come off a strong medication, which in themselves has quite bad side effects.
And how did the operation go?
Yeah, the operation went very well. The consultants were very pleased with the procedure itself. And for me, I had to stay awake for the first 6 hours as they mapped my brain out and had to drill into my brain and then probe it and then map it out. And then I went into general anaesthetic to have a device fitted.
So quite an ordeal.
Yeah, it's not to be taken lightly at all, actually. To be honest, you have to be of the right mind to want to have the procedure done in the first place.
And what mind is that?
You're doing it because there is a purpose, and the purpose is trying to make your life better, the tremors reduced, the shaking reduced, and ultimately coming off medication.
Which arguments, Darren, did the arguments make in favour of having the operation?
I was told all the way along by the consultants and the neurologists that they were fairly confident in reducing the tremors and the rigidity and the stance, and it would also help with speech.
Well, you're sounding most clear this morning, which is lovely. What was the worst moment of the operation?
I don't think there was a worst moment of the operation, to be honest with you. Having researched it a lot on YouTube, for example, I was fully aware of all of the procedures, to be honest. So there isn't really a worst moment.
What about the best moment?
Oh, the best moment for me was coming out of recovery. It was 6 hours with the mind mapping where they drilled into my skull, 2 hours general anaesthetic where they placed the device under my skin, on my breast, and 2 hours in recovery. So I would say coming out of recovery.
If there is somebody out there considering this operation, Darren, what would your advice be to them?
My advice would be, it's a difficult day. It's a difficult day, but it's only one day in your life. When you put it into perspective, you know, 2 weeks ago I had the procedure, and, you know, there's nothing to worry about. It's one day in your life.
And how did it feel to get back on your bicycle?
Oh, fabulous. Fabulous. I mean, I haven't been on the road yet. I've been on my bicycle in my lounge, training on a turbo trainer. But I'll give it another couple of days and I'll be out on the road.
Now, it's brave of you to share all of this on social media. Have there been any downsides to that?
No, because you send the message once and it goes to all your friends and groups such as Start Living Today or Purely Parkinson's. It also helps people who don't know what the procedure is and don't necessarily know what Parkinson's is.
What was the reaction of your wife and your family?
My wife knows a lot about it. She lives with me, living with Parkinson's, and you know, perhaps what other people see me necessarily, and they don't fully understand. My family also, you know, they found it harder for them to understand because the illness itself is not just tremors and shaking. There's more to it than that. So, you know, from the outside, you know, you might have this disability, but because you can't see it all, you know, and people don't understand.
And how has it affected your wife and your family, would you say?
I would say there's a little bit more understanding some of the conditions, but all in a positive way.
Finally, has this changed your approach to your life?
Yes, I mean, I've always been very driven. I want to carry on working, cycling more. So hopefully the surgery will help me prolong this, the activities, and try to do some more charity events next year.